Tanya for the fifth day of Tammuz, Hey Tammuz, is on page 332. It's in the middle of Perek Yud, chapter 10, Shar HaYichud VeEmuna. The Alter Rebbe is giving a moshul. How do we understand the oneness of God and His attributes? So he gives the moshul of the sun as a luminary with the light that comes from the sun. That they are completely united when the light is within the sun itself. And although with God we say that the attributes are infinitely lower, and that Chochmah is like Asiya Mamish, and God is infinitely removed from them, yet at the same time, He is totally united with them in a complete oneness, not a composite oneness, but an absolute oneness. So this is beyond our comprehension, and we accept it on faith. Umikol Mokein. The line begins, Mehasogoseinu. Umikol Mokein. Sachech Eizen. Nishma v'nizbeine nemoshel et Hashemesh. Hamiyuchad u'botel b'mekezei. Yet, to help the ear accept the concept and understand it to some degree, we can learn by contemplating the example of the sun with its oneness, the light of the sun, and its oneness within the sun. That there, the sun has no title of its own. It is completely one with the sun itself. The light of the sun has no title. Kach kol midesa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzeinu v'Chochmosei Einon Eileis v'Nikrois B'Shemes Eilu Klal. The same is true also with the attributes of God. He is one with them, and yet in this oneness there should be only God Himself. So just as the light of the sun is one with the sun in the sun itself, and therefore wouldn't be called light, the attributes shouldn't be called attributes. Will, wisdom, emotion, none of these should have any titles at all. They are called these names only only relative to the creations, the higher and lower creations, shehaviyosam v'chayusam v'hanhogosam. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu mehave umechaye esam umanhigam, the existence, the life, and the conduct of these creations. That God gives them existence, gives them life, and conducts, guides their behavior. Hu beretzeinu v'chochmosei ubinosei v'daitei hamislapsheis b'mideis avagdeishes. It all comes from the will and the wisdom and the bina and the das that is clothed in the attributes, in the divine attributes that create, which are the six attributes of creation, the 6 days of creation. As the Medrash says that God created the world with 10 things and begins with chokhmah, bina, and das. God created the earth with wisdom, with chokhmah, and with understanding, with bina, He established the heavens, and with das, the depths were divided. And as we find in the Maimer Eliyahu, da afikas asar tikunin, you brought about 10 attributes, v'kardinon lohein eses sviron, and you call them the 10 svires, la'anhoga behein alman stimin, the law is galion, the alman is galion, u'behein is kesias. God brought forth 10 tikunim, 10 garments, and they are called the 10 svires, with which to guide the hidden worlds and the revealed worlds, and in this and in these attributes, God conceals Himself. So the titles, the descriptions, and the properties of Chochmah, Bina, Das, Rotz, and so on, all of these really should not be identifiable at all within God. They are identifiable only relative to the created being. In the Hayyim Yom for Hey Tammuz, The Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu Azakin Shoal es echod hachsidim hagdolim hamukurovim b'yeser. The Alter Rebbe once asked one of the chsidim who was very close to the Rebbe. B'yeser etle b'yechidus, when the chassid came to the Rebbe for yechidus, the Rebbe inquired of him l'matzove to his situation, how he's doing. V'yiseinen hachassid, and the chassid bemoaned the fact ki yorad min chosov, that he had lost his money, he had gone bankrupt. Vayanehu Rabbeinu, so the Alter Rebbe answered him, dich darf men adozos machen lichtig dein svive meteire vavedishe belev. You are needed to make the your environment brighter, to illuminate your environment with teira and aveda. Parnosa, um was du darst, livelihood, and your needs, what you need from God, does dav de ebesh de baruch hu gegeben. This God has to give you. And therefore, tu was du darst, you do what is needed of you, that Hashem is baruch ton was erdarst, and then God will do for you what he has to do for you.